Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is that half hour of power. Time to hear a word. Is there a word from heaven? Is there a word from within inside all of us? I'd like to present to some and introduce to others none other than our own Messenger Ron Dyer.
Bless you, my brother, and thank you once again for that introduction. There is always a word. It's just whether or not we're willing to hear it and receive it, then apply it. God is always talking to us. Even when we don't think he's talking, if we would allow our minds to just slow down a little bit, we can hear a word. And the good thing about it is you don't have to wait till Sunday morning.
Whoa.
Amen. Amen.
You mean I can hear God's words all the time?
All the time.
That's right.
Whether I'm in church or not.
Hey, even if you're in the bar, if you're in the club.
Oh.
He is everything.
There's Carlos. Is he, are we going to go to the club? Hey, well, wait a minute, Brother Messenger. Before we go too deep, did you change the starting music?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that was very, very fitting. No, that was
it
very
was,
fitting.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that because, again, that's a message, man. That's,
it is.
You know, wake up.
Amen.
The world won't get any better if we Amen. Don't change it. And, again, just you and me. And before
right.
we get started, Brother Messenger and Sister Carmen, Nurse Carmen.
Yes, yes.
Everybody's aware of the passing of Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when I say passing, I mean passing to a better place.
Amen.
Passing on to her new life, her rebirth.
That's right.
Yes.
What is so good about that is we are all going to make that journey.
Hey, Sister Sunshine, how you doing today?
Hi, you guys. I'm doing fine.
Hey.
How's everyone doing?
Hello.
I'm doing fine.
Oh, my goodness.
See, stop. I'm sorry. I keep thinking. See, every day is Wednesday to me. But okay.
Uh-huh.
But all right. So, I'm sorry, Brother Messenger, for...
No.
I'm sorry for the interruption there.
No, it's not an interruption, and I know what you're saying, but we also want people to understand that dealing and learning about God is a joyful experience. So we can laugh, we can joke, because I was I was just getting ready to check with Sister Sunshine. She sounded like she had an outstanding day. I'm fine. Sounded like she had an outstanding day. And that's no reason to be serious. That's the reason to be joyful. And that's what I'm telling you. The sun was shining nice and bright today for you.
Oh, it was fabulously hot, lovely weather. You know, it was a nice day. It was a really nice day.
Okay.
Thank you.
And it was a great day for us as well. Some people thought it was a little hot, but I thought it was a pretty nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about out there in Ohio, my brother?
Yeah, well, the sun is always shining where I am. You know,
they don't
so once it, sometimes it's shining with lightning bolts, but it's shining.
It's shining.
The weather was pretty good out here today.
Yeah. Okay. But back to
Miss Aretha.
Say again about Miss Aretha.
No, I was saying you guys were talking about Miss Aretha when I came on.
We were waiting on you to tell us about it.
About Aretha?
Yeah.
I just remember listening to her when I was a little girl because we had, do you remember Sister Carmen? We had the stereo that was like half the size of the house with
the
crushed velvet on the speakers.
Right.
Oh, y'all was living large.
Oh.
Y'all was living large.
It had the A-track in it.
Uh-huh. Wait, but you had the stereo with the A-track?
It had the A-track in it and the radio.
And the TV.
But the TV wasn't in that one. That was in your house. The TV, they had a separate TV in our house.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, your house had the TV and the record player on top.
Yeah.
So you had the TV and the record player, but you had the crushed velvet speakers with the A-track player.
Right. Yeah, we had the crushed velvet speakers with the A-track. The door slid open.
So I know you've
been blessed all their life and didn't even realize it, right?
Amen. No, but they used to make me listen to it because I was the youngest. I couldn't change the radio station or anything like that.
So. She was a baby.
She was a bad lady. She was a bad lady. I had a lot of background noise coming from you, so I keep trying to cut it down a little bit. So sometimes when you speak, it don't come through because I take some of the background noise out. Okay, that's a lot better. Okay.
I have the fan on, sorry.
Okay. we don't want you to be hot, sister. But again, sister, but you know what though? And I'm just gonna say this and then we're gonna go back to the message. I know that the nation and I don't know how to say this. I know the nation was relieved to hear something today. And please understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's nice that Sister Aretha Franklin passed on, but the nation got to hear something today other than
Trump. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the executive foolishness.
45, right, exactly.
Yeah, so we got to hear something different today. And even when we go back to Aretha, it's funny, man, how now that she passed away and they play some of her old hits. That was a bad lady.
She was.
But what I said, her daddy was a bad man, Reverend CL.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Reverend, I remember growing up, Reverend CL now. Yeah.
I was reading some stuff on him. He was really something else.
Yes. CL Franklin, yeah. CL Franklin didn't play.
Yeah, he was a dynamic preacher. And during that time when I didn't know no better, I loved listening to him.
we all listened to him, but when C.L. Franklin came to town, that was always a sold out. Now, do you remember when she used to sing with her father, Rob, Brother Messenger?
I've never seen her live, but I knew because that's where she started with her.
Yeah,
right.
Actually, they recorded a couple songs together.
Yeah. But she just
her and her father?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because that's where she started her gospel tracks at. And you know what's so funny? Again, it's, you listen to her music, and today I never, ever looked at Aretha Franklin as one of the pioneers for the women movement with her music. Uh-huh. And when you listen to her today.
Yeah, some of her lyrics, yeah.
Yeah, that's all you hear.
That's right.
You know, but even like with Respect. Respect, mm-hmm. She's singing from a lady's perspective.
Right.
You give me a little bit of respect, man. I mean, come on
now.
Yeah, man, that was, so that was, I'm sure that the, her spirit is, I'm sure her spirit is happy because, again, she's getting to go places and do things already, man, that I'm not in a rush to do, but I can't look forward to doing it.
But,
you know, I'm looking
forward
to it. I'm not in a rush.
Yeah, right. And I hear you because we've been here, placed here to enjoy this experience. And so that's what we got to start doing. And that's why it's important that we wake up and start doing it because we're to enjoy this. And not only her, but everyone that is reborn into their new life enjoys it. I don't care what type of person you are, because it all starts anew and you remember who you are. The problem here is we don't know, and this is why we go through the trials and tribulations, because we don't search to find out who we are. We let other people tell us instead of we telling ourselves.
Could it be possible that some people actually reach that form of self-actualization and realize that in life rather than in passing?
Say that again.
Well, that some people actually, you know, realize, you know, who they are in life, that, you know, they develop that form of self-actualization in life rather than, you know, in passing?
Yes, a lot of people do. They don't come to the full knowledge, and truthfully, no matter how much you search, it's only so much that you can accomplish in this life.
Would you say Jesus accomplished that? Would you say Jesus accomplished that?
He accomplished it to a certain level. Because even the stuff that Jesus spoke about, it gets bigger and better than in all that. He was letting us know the power and authority that we have right here. And what I mean by that is, in this life, we can't just be everywhere right now at one time. So this is what I meant by when I mean that you can comprehend a great deal of it, but you're full. Remember there was a scripture about in the Bible where they talked about him in his full glory? The full glory is when you are God himself. And knowing who you are right now, you can and do have the ability to heal and raise the dead. We do have that ability. We just don't believe. And there are some people that have gotten to that stage. And another thing, like psychic readers, and those type of people, they really exist. Now, there's a lot of fake ones out there, but we all have that ability, but some of them tune into that more than the average person does.
Yeah.
But we all have that ability. How many times have we... quote unquote prophesied something and it came to be? Nobody?
Sometimes you can tell from patterns of behavior, you know, that XYZ is going to happen because they did XYZ.
Is it patterns of behavior? Do you really think that's what it is? Or is it something inside of you that told you that? You know what I mean?
I mean, it could be. I just never looked at it any other way.
Well, we say
it can
patterns
be both. It can be both.
Yeah,
because you do know what people do from what, like, number 45. We do know what he's going to do from his past behavior. We can predict some of the BS that he's going to do.
Well, the point that I was making, and yes, what you ladies are saying is correct, but I'm just saying now there are sometimes you can look at a person and you can say that person's going somewhere or that person's going to be something before they've even gotten there. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Like if you was to see somebody in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, you would be reasonably certain to say, "But that person's going somewhere."
Oh yeah, he going somewhere. Yes, all right.
And I remember where he going. I remember where he going. But I understand what you're saying. When we talk about, we have to remember because we already know when you first. When you first introduced that concept, that was awesome because it took me a while to understand that or hold on to that because I'm saying that come on, how could we already know all of this stuff? But it makes too much sense that we do know.
It does, yeah.
Hasn't there been numerous times when we just didn't know something and we thought about it and thought about it, then the next thing you know, we were able to do it?
Yes. Yes, I can testify to that.
Then some things we started to do, and it just all of a sudden came so easy to us.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it is, though? We do that, actually, so often that sometimes we don't even pay attention to it. But we do that very often. If you stop and actually think about it, your life choices, we call them premonitions or whatever it is, but if the messenger teaches that, that's just the better you speaking up first.
That's correct. And you being obedient to it. That is correct. And that's what we've got to get to understanding. Remembering I'll give you another example. How about some people can just pick up a guitar and start playing it? Or just walk over to a piano and start playing it.
Right. With no lessons or anything. Yeah.
Nothing. And then there's some people, all they need to do is hear it, and then they can play it.
Right.
We have that ability. And a lot of times when one of your senses isn't as strong as it should be, for instance, your sight or your hearing or something to that nature, you're more able to do it because your concentration is a little bit more focused. That doesn't mean that every blind person can play like Stevie Wonder. But the capabilities are there. A lot of times when we see people that quote unquote have disabilities, and next thing you know, they can do all kind of things.
Right.
And we have that capability. It's just how will we apply it to make it work for us? And that the same thing that goes with speaking things into existence. We have that power. And a lot of times what we do, as we spoke about numerous times, we do a lot of things subconsciously, as the brother was saying, and we don't even really know it because we're doing it subconsciously. And what we have to continue to work to strive to do is to do it consciously. And when we get to the point where we can do it consciously, that's when we'll see our lives take off and be just what we want it to be. Not what mommy, daddy, sister, brother, husband, wife, child, not what they want, but what we want it to be. And so when we start to focus on the conscience and start using our God-given ability, And that's a God-given ability because of who we are, to be able to speak things into existence. He didn't just give that ability to Reverend Ike or Reverend this or that or the Pope or this and that. We all have that ability. But a lot of times it scares us and we don't even want it, really, because we're afraid of the responsibility that might come with it. So we deny ourselves and we just go with the status quo.
Wow.
Would you say to that, Sister Sasha?
I never looked at it that way. But I never looked at it that way.
Well, you know, again, a lot of things we do that we now that we begin to talk about and discuss, excuse me, and discuss, again, the more we talk about it, the more it kind of wakes you up to say, hey, man, okay. Maybe this is a little more than I think it is. Maybe this is not just a coincidence, but it's the better me. I didn't pick that number by coincidence. I picked that number because the better me gave me that insight.
I'll tell you something, bro. There is no such thing as coincidence. Everything. Go ahead.
I was going to say that. Why do we have that word?
Because why do we have that word called the Bible? Why do we have a lot of stuff? Because they make it up. But there is no such thing as coincidence. Everything that is happening to each and every one of us is a preset moment that we sent to ourselves. It's just how we're dealing with it that causes it to be. But nothing happens as a coincidence. You think about sometimes you're thinking about a person, and then the next thing that that person shows up. That's not a coincidence. That's because your thought, which is action, has formed it to be. This is we are amazing, but we have allowed the world to tell us that we're nothing. But we are God's creation. We are a part of God. There is nothing that we can't do, but we'll give credit to everything and everybody but us because of who we are. We do things and we give Jesus the credit when we did it, even though Jesus told us, you can do this. Because we've been taught for so long that we aren't worthy, per se. And I come to tell you guys, regardless to what people tell you, God did not make a mistake. All of this is working for the good. And just ask yourself, do you really want to serve, per se? Not that you got to serve them, but that's what they want you to believe. Do you really want to serve a God that can't get it right? How does he become God if he can't get it right?
So, like after one or two mistakes, you'd be like, hold up, let's have a meeting. let's have a meeting. Hey, my man, you want to give it a shot? And you know, like I said, I try to make jest of it, but that's what it comes. If we're talking about the Almighty, again, faith or my appreciation of the God in me is built on a principle, and that is he can't make a mistake. And that's why I can say I'll go where he wants me to go, and I'll allow him to allow his spirit to work through me, because I believe that he cannot make a mistake. And if we question that, or if we don't believe that, then that makes us real different to want to open our lives and give our lives to a entity, deity, whatever we want to call them, that every once in a while is wrong. That makes you question everything from the inside. So again, so my go ahead.
Even if you question everything from the inside, because of who we are, the answer will come to you. It's just, once again, will you listen to it? Think about how many times has something inside of you told you to do it, and you did it, and it turned out bad?
Many times.
It turned out bad when something inside of you, not the head, but something deep within you said to do something, and it turned out bad.
But how do you differentiate?
It turned out bad. What's that?
How do you?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. How do you differentiate between the head? What's the? You know what I'm saying? And I understand the concept. I understand. But how do you know that that's the God in you, and not a preset, a response that you've learned being a part of society?
Because that part of you is always going to strive for the best you. And now when we say the best you, remember who you really are. Okay, so the best you is that part that if you got, just using as an example, there's anything, but let's say you've got $1 million. And it's just something inside of you telling you to give.
Pretty much not going to listen. I'm sorry. Pretty much.
And I know it's jokes because even if you don't have $1 million, you give. So I know you got jokes.
You know what I mean? Pretty much.
But you know what I mean? But it's that something inside of you that's telling you to give. And honestly, it's not necessarily to give the money. Something inside of you could be telling you to give him a coat or to give him a meal rather than to, no, not this one because he on this. Because that what's inside of you is always going to strive for the best you. And that's how you you decipher the two. If something inside of you saying, just give him $1 and let him be about his way, that's you talking. But if something inside of you is saying, let me see what it is that the person really needs or what it is that I can really do to assist that person, that's the better you. And that's the part of you, once you've done it, whether you get anything in return, it doesn't matter because your soul feels good.
But, you know, again, that's as you grow in the ministry, as you grow in, not even the ministry, as you grow in the understanding that you are a godly person,
mm-hmm.
all that will come to fruition. But,
that's correct.
You know, Again, through his grace and through his presence, you'll better understand that. But until that comes, again, sometimes you can say, you know what, I have more than I need, but I'm just not going to give it. And it don't mean that you have to feel bad about it. You should. I mean, again, you should not want to keep more than you have, but until you understand that the God in you, I can see people making those decisions. And I ask, is that something they should feel bad about?
It's not something that they should feel bad about. But once you come to the understanding, then today, you know what? I might say, no, I need to keep this. But tomorrow, that inner you is going to let you show you the way if you're really trying to be about the godliness. Tomorrow is not going to let you do that. So each day we're learning. each day we're growing, and so we've got, that's why it's important for us to be mindful of what's going on around us so that we can do things consciously and not subconsciously. Because subconscious will tell you, nah, don't worry about it today. But if you start to think consciously, you won't let that walk past you. You'll do what is right.
Amen.
And when you do that, it's just amazing what comes back to you. Because when you do it originally, you're not doing it for anything. See, a lot of times people will give people money trying to be that good, act like the good person, but it's not really coming from the heart. It's when
amen,
it's coming
brother
from
messenger.
The heart that this happens.
I say amen, and that time has quickly approached. Wonderful show, outstanding message. But let's have a nice evening, everyone. Let's sign off, say goodnight, and we'll see you or we'll talk to you on Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. And remember, wake up, everybody.
Okay.
No sleeping.